He sets the vote on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett for a week from today.
Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham.
There is no way you'll ever convince me that Amy Coney Barrett is not qualified.
Democrat Richard Blumenthal argues Republicans are rushing to get Barrett on the court before Election Day.
We've given inadequate scrutiny to this nominee.
A final Senate vote is expected before the end of the month.
Fox's Jared Halpert. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This beautiful storm-free weather pattern continues for the next several days. And as a matter of fact, the nicest cool air of the fall season has yet to arrive. Today will be a little bit warmer with sunshine and a high temperature in the middle 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool, overnight low 61. Now, tomorrow, the second cold front arrives. You'll feel the difference. It'll be a breezy day, high temperature only in the lower 70s, very fall-like. Overnight low temperature on Friday night in the mid-40s, maybe around 46. The weekend is picture postcard perfect with comfortable days and jacket weather nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Tuskegee police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting Tuesday. 24-year-old Quantavius Jackson is charged with murder in connection to the shooting in the 500 block of Crenshaw Circle. Police say the victim is a 26-year-old man. They have not released his name at this time. No arrest after a shooting in Montgomery Wednesday night. Police say a man has life-threatening injuries after the shooting in the 4700 block of Parktown Way. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. And Alabama State University has removed Bibb Graves' name from one of its residence halls. This comes after a unanimous vote by the Board of Trustees to change the name of the building. Bibb Graves was an Alabama governor who was supported by the KKK in the 1920s. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Zach with Tri-County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the Mama Spaghetti Pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max two per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. That means you can get up to a $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of your Superstart battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, truck, motorcycle, and more with Superstart batteries, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began at dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe-aux-Hope, now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe-aux-Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known.
Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father, who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father, who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves, and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up, sometimes known as TGIFE. Stock market is down 100 points. The temperature outside, as Daniel would say, is Montgomery is 79 degrees. You can find us a little different than when you got here this morning when you walk out. It's almost, I won't call it humid, but you can feel the difference. But we get down to 40, another chance of 46 degrees tomorrow. I'm into 53, 46, high 73. Fire pit is the first word that comes to mind. Steaks is the second word. Corona, third. Wine, fourth.
How many words you got?
Well, when it's come down to any of those food groups, or vital nutritional aids like that. Okay, so go home. Been watching the Bravos, doing a great job until last night. Los Angeles Dodgers scored, ready for this, 11 runs in the first inning. It was nasty. I mean, I would sit there and I'd be watching it and be like, bam, home run. And then it'd be walk, walk, single, grand slam. I was going, God. I mean, when it got up to 7, it was getting a little monotonous. 11 was a whole demogra. The game ended up like 18-3. That's what's called a whooping. So Dana and I talked, and we were hoping that they got all the that out of their bats, and they're going to go back to where they were.
Let's hope. Man.
Man, 11 runs. Dana, I don't think I can remember. There's a game that Atlanta scored 8 in one inning to come back for a win, but 11 in one inning, that's a bunch of runs. When you're on the losing side of that, it's demoralizing.
Yeah.
I saw one guy drinking a beer out in the outfield. I knew. Talk about demoralizing. Man. Well, we got a lot kind of going on out here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm tired of the hearing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I love how the Democrats always invoke their, what they feel the motivation is of Amy Coney Barrett and the motivation of Donald Trump and the motivation of Republicans. They always affix a motivation that's there. So they can tie it all together. But this story with Hunter is starting to... I was a little surprised today that they actually even talked about it on CBS Morning Show. Of course, they didn't talk about any of it on ABC, NBC, CBS Nightly News, which has a audience vastly bigger than the morning shows. But I think he may get a question on it tonight.
Oh, Joe?
Joe.
Now, he's on ABC, right?
He's on ABC, but you have to remember, George is the guy who asked Joe about, did you know anything about the Michael Flynn thing? And he said no. And then he corrected himself. Oh, I thought you meant, was I following his prosecution? a little out of sequence. But so I don't know. George likes to make a name for himself. Of course, he didn't want to be the guy who shot Liberty Valance type
true,
thing.
True.
So let's start with Paul Reed. This will get you going here. Paul Reed on the 2020 race.
The campaign for president and Mr. Trump's attempts to catch up to Joe
Biden.
This
is how they do this.
Who, by the way, has got a significant lead in national polls. Both are now participating in competing town hall events tonight, set to be televised at the very same time. Now, this comes after the president refused to participate in a planned virtual debate.
Yesterday, the president held a rally in Iowa where he tried to revive an old line of attack against Joe Biden.
Old line.
Based on suspicious new claims linked to Rudy Giuliani.
Suspicious.
Paul Reed is at the White House this morning.
President Trump is using his family's experience with this virus, including his young son, Barron Trump, as a rallying cry for Americans to get back to normal. Last night in Iowa, he rallied over 5,000 supporters in spite of White House Task Force guidance that says gatherings in that area should be limited to just 25 people because of rising COVID cases in the area.
Barron is just fine now. He's tested negative, right?
President Trump is using his son Barron's recovery from COVID to urge schools to reopen.
Because it happens. People have it and it goes... Get the kids back to school.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS Evening News anchor and managing editor Nora O'Donnell Wednesday the president is not likely to transmit the virus on the campaign trail, but still warned against holding large gatherings.
I can't advise the president about what he can do and should do with regard to political campaigns, but I can reiterate my statement that when you have congregate settings of a lot of people together, closely packed, when most are not wearing masks, that is a risk situation to be avoided.
25, 5,000, within the ballpark. But did you notice the suspicious new information? Suspicious. And had to throw in the Trump attorney. I mean, they will do anything to try to throw the shadow of discrediting those out there. It was a pretty good rally, I thought, yesterday. He wasn't as up as he was in PA, but he was good, and he was nailing it. They retooled his speech, and he did the Hunter Biden thing all over the place.
As a former advancement, did you see the camera shot he shared on Twitter where it was like following, it was like to the side of the president as he's walking from Air Force One, and as he's walking, there the two beasts are moving at the same time with Secret Service behind him as well. And it's like this great shot of the president walking with this like this flanked out force of people and cars behind him. Looked really cool.
Yeah, that, I did not see that, but that's typical. Wherever he is moving to, the limo follows him because that's his secure package. And if something goes down, they have to throw him in that because that's the best protection. He's got his little bomb shelter on wheels. But that's kind of typical of what we would do. Somebody sent me a video of me talking, introducing Reagan to somebody, and so Reagan and I kind of walk away a little bit, and they're following us with the car because I'm taking him over to go introduce him to people. So the car is following us. We're going, why is the car following you guys? I said, well, something happens, you got to throw him in there. So let me go to a break. Coming back, I got more Paula Reed, where Trump says Joe is corrupt.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local 7-day-a-week farmers market, your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their arts and crafts and pumpkin festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve, from a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Hey guys, don't forget to take it. You need to take advantage of what I did and save a whole bunch of money on refinancing my house with Mortgage Corporation of the South. I'm telling you, it's just amazing the amount of money that I'm saving with this, and it's going to help fund my retirement. And that's how big it is, and that's big. So I'm taking that money I'm saving, then I'm investing it and putting it into things that I get a tax write-off on. So it's like a twofer. So don't forget, Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000, 567-9000. Also, if you're a VA, you have a VA loan, call them and see what they can do on a refinance for you under the EARL program. 567-9000, not going to cost you a thing. They're going to ask you a few questions, and that is it. Give them a call. NMLS number 232876, an equal housing lender. Speaking of a veteran, let's go to Cal. Cal, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to ask a kind of a personal question as it related to you being the advance man. Did you guys, even the civilian staff that was around the president, did you have like a basic security training? I mean, did the Secret Service tell you, okay, if A happens, you need to act this way?
Yes, certain ones of us did. And here's what happened. Here's why it happened is that if something went down and, you know, the thing is not the lone shooter. That's not what they're worried about. It's not the Bremer or the Hinckley or, you know, it's not the lone shooter. We were worried about a firepower attack happening on us, and where they're using RPGs and all sorts of stuff, laser-guided mortars. And if somebody went down, you needed to know, if you picked up that weapon, how to use it. And there were certain things that you could do that, you know, you had your staff pin on, but under certain emergency situations, you would do something to that pin to let them know you were the real deal. Because only the real deal would know that.
Sure. And so you were in essence given, and part of your, even as a civilian, as part of your training, you were in essence given detailed situations as to what to do for the situations that could occur.
Right, and what they wanted you to do is if somebody got dropped and that weapon was open, they didn't want that weapon sitting there.
Right, exactly.
But they also didn't want you to get shot either.
The key is to not get dead.
Yeah, because there's a certain thing that if there's a firepower attack on the president, there are basically three moves on the chessboard. One is remove the principal. That's number one. Number two is that you set up a line of defense from where he's going to stop anybody else from getting there. And then the third is going after the assailant. Those are kind of the three things that happen.
Right. You said you're not really worried about the lone shooter. I mean, there is some, obviously there's some worry about that, but is that mostly for the big firepower events? Is that mostly for overseas travel, or is that kind of observed over here too?
Oh, no, it's definitely observed here. It's a... The biggest fear that the Secret Service had after the assassination attempt of Reagan in 81, they basically showed us footage of an ambassador, for example, getting his car blown up to the point that they put explosives underneath the road. It blew the car up over the other side of a four-story building, and it landed on the lady's patio. And I know. I mean, it's a whole different ball game than the lone gunman. The kill zone used to be basically if you were standing next to the president and you were within 3 feet, you were in the kill zone. The kill zone now is more like 60 feet.
That's really neat. I was just wondering, you know, the staff members that are around him that are not the Secret Service agents, they have some significant training too, even though they're civilians and that's not their gig.
Yeah, well, the CAT team and the technical security detail, TSD, which both of those things were developed during the Reagan times by a guy named Bobby DiProspero. They were built to do that isolation three-prong thing that I mentioned to you. And it's a whole different ballgame than it was during Squeaky Fromm and Hinckley and all of that.
Right. Well, and one thing you may be able to shed a little light on, too. My wife has this thing about when the president speaks, he should button his coat. You know, she goes, he looks more professional with a coat button. Is some of the reasoning behind him not buttoning a coat is because he has a vest on?
I normally can see that he has a vest on. I haven't seen a lot of times that he's had a vest on.
Okay. Well, I told
but you, you can tell when he has a vest on because he looks like he just ate a whole case of Twinkies.
All right. Thanks, Dan. I figured you could put a little insight on that for me. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Kyle.
Have a good day.
You too. Let me go to a break. Duke, coming back to you after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record, Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This beautiful storm-free weather pattern continues for the next several days. And as a matter of fact, the nicest cool air of the fall season has yet to arrive. Today will be a little bit warmer with sunshine and a high temperature in the middle 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool, overnight low 61. Now, tomorrow, the second cold front arrives. You'll feel the difference. It'll be a breezy day, high temperature only in the lower 70s, very fall-like. Overnight low temperature on Friday night in the mid-40s, maybe around 46. The weekend is picture postcard perfect with comfortable days and jacket weather nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paperback Writers.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. He's made. Hey, don't forget, we're doing the drawing for the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card. We do that at 105. You can still get in on that. You can also get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, which we do on Friday, 2:30, 2:45. But the guy who's already in there, I believe, is Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing fine. I made the mistake of watching some of that this morning. And just real quick, that Klobuchar, I believe it was a senator from Utah talking, and she kept making faces. She's the most annoying person I think I've ever seen.
Klobuchar is Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah, but does she come across to you like that, too?
Oh, yeah, she comes across scared and obnoxious.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, anyway, I wished I hadn't watched it. I hardly could eat my breakfast.
Yeah, let me tell you something. The Democrats are just so self-serving. They've got it. They're going to bring all these people in that, you know, had abortions, and what happens if they lose their health care and all this kind of stuff. And what they're going to do is they're going to make something out of nothing, absolutely nothing.
Trump's landing in North Carolina right now, they said. I heard on TV.
We haven't seen that yet, so.
Can I get in on Sweet Creek? I took care of your friend out at
Winlake. Oh, good. Wes?
Yeah, Wes. I sure did. I just left his house about an hour ago.
He is a great guy, by the way.
He wasn't there, but anyway, I appreciate the referral.
Always glad to do that. Is he in on Sweet Creek?
Yes.
I'm not. Am I in on it? That was last week I was in. Oh, okay. I'm not in this week. Yes, I appreciate it, Joey. Y'all have a good day, okay?
Thank you, Duke.
Yes, sir.
Was he not in for this week?
He was not in yet.
That's totally unlike Duke.
After he asked, he was in.
You granted him approval.
Yes.
That's a powerful position you're in.
Yeah, sometimes it goes to my head.
I know, it really does.
That and other
things. You getting some extra goodies out of that?
Though I will say, Dan, don't ever try to do a backroom deal with the Russians. What a con.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on the Kremlin check.
The $3.5 million and the... The wife of the mayor of Moscow. Let's go back to Paula Reed here. Now, Paula's going to kind of open it up a little bit more, and Trump's going to talk about it. Says Joe is corrupt.
Over 216,000 people in the U.S. have died, and cases are rising across the country. Iowa has had more than 100,000 COVID cases, and hospitalizations are increasing. Voters in the battleground state overwhelmingly say the economy is their biggest concern, but the president focused the first half of his speech on attacking his rival.
And this is a big smoking gun.
With weeks until the election and trailing in the polls, President Trump seized on a report in the New York Post published Wednesday, claiming files and emails were taken from a laptop that allegedly previously belonged to Hunter Biden. The report alleges that the former vice president used his position to advance his son's business interests in Ukraine and that both Bidens were not truthful about that relationship.
Vice President Biden, you owe the people of America an apology because it turns out you are a corrupt politician, okay?
So they kind of talked about it, but didn't talk about it. But that's the CBS way. They're going to kind of mention it, but it's going to be mentioning it because he's losing in the polls. And notice how they conflated those two things. Now, Biden campaign says allegations were absolutely false. And listen to the way they do this.
The Biden campaign said the allegations were false and noted that an investigation by Senate Republicans had cleared the former vice president of any wrongdoing in Ukraine.
No, the story's
sourcing has also raised questions about its authenticity, as the files were given to the Post through an attorney for the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and allegedly obtained from a repair shop owner who said the device was allegedly left and never picked up.
Twitter and Facebook have limited the distribution of that Hunter Biden story. And last night, Twitter appeared to suspend the Twitter account of White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany when she tried to share that story. Twitter later clarified that they have taken this action because the article contained images of personal information, like private email addresses, and what Twitter classified as hacked material. Sharing hacked and private information violates Twitter's rules.
Private information. Now, didn't they... somebody do something with Donald Trump's taxes? And how did they get that? I mean, they're so inquisitive when it gets down to Donald Trump, and they believe anything that New York Times says. But New York Post says, yeah, maybe not so much. These guys are just amazing to me what they don't do with this thing. But I digress. Peter Ducey with the Biden campaign. Listen to his report.
Joe Biden brought a story about his son Hunter on the campaign trail this week.
The reason I went home is the same reason why all you do, try to. And that is that to be there in the evening when my kids went to bed in the morning, my son Beau, my son Hunter, my daughter Ashley.
He defended Hunter on the debate stage.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it. And I'm proud of him.
And now his campaign claims they can't find any evidence to support reporting that Hunter introduced his dad, then vice president, to a Ukrainian business partner. Quote, we have reviewed Joe Biden's official schedules from the time and no meeting, as alleged by the New York Post, ever took place. The campaign also insists previous investigations about wrongdoing cleared Biden, whose focus at a fundraiser today was on a phone call, telling donors, quote, just got off the phone with Warren Buffett and talking about how we're in a position, unlike we were 50, 70, 80 years ago, to lead the whole damn world in a way that no one else can. For months, Biden has favored virtual or small socially distanced events while calling out large Trump rallies.
So reckless.
COVID-19 cases have been linked to multiple Trump events and now a Biden event as well. At least one COVID-19 case has reportedly been traced to a stop Biden made at the end of last month in Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. It's good to be back.
Judge Barron.
As Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, attends Supreme Court confirmation hearings, Biden says Amy Coney Barrett shouldn't be confirmed, but that she, quote, seems like a decent person. And despite Biden's big lead over Trump in the polls.
Well, you know, I'm one of those superstitious guys. It ain't over till it's over.
A day closer to being over, but Biden is not in a battleground state. Instead, he's here at home in Delaware. He is going to deliver pre-taped remarks to a Muslims Making Change event this evening. And, of course, he did attend that virtual fundraiser with 37 donors.
Guess who has two members of their staff that have gotten COVID-19? Kamala Harris.
Uh-oh.
So she has suspended her travel stuff. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I hope they get well soon.
I hope they get well soon, too.
The odds are they will.
Odds are very much that they will. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, how say you today, my friend?
Hi,
It is just wonderful, beautiful weather. Can't do any better. Been up on a ladder getting my exercise and my vitamin D. My question is, just how did Donald Trump do it this time? How did he give Kamala Harris the COVID-19?
Well, you know it's going to be his damn fault, don't you?
Oh, I know. I'm just that's why I'm wondering. How did he do it? Just from 1,000 miles away. He's an amazing person. We have to admit that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, what? Not one peep about this computer and all this stuff on the national news last night.
I know. Yeah, but I was kind of surprised that CBS actually mentioned it today, and NBC did a glancing blow on it also. They didn't say it had any substance to it, and they called it questionable, but at least they mentioned it.
Yes, which is weak. And, you know, the social media, and, of course, the media is also biased against Trump. And Lindsey Graham made a real stupid remark. You heard it, I assume, didn't you?
It depends on what it was.
Now, he was speaking at the hearing and just making an inference that Joe Biden has got a lead and might win the election when he was speaking with Amy Klobuchar.
I didn't hear that.
You can probably pull up the clip and get a verbatim repeat of it, since I haven't given you a very good representation. So you'll probably hear more about it later, but it was not. It wasn't real smart. I don't know why he even had to go there. I want to give you a little information about, I went to the state capitol police the other day and to talk about a car rally. And what was ironic, when I go up and talk to this gentleman, he's a lieutenant. He and I had something in common. We both had a associate or customer in prison. He was Mike Hubbard's personal state trooper while I was painting the office, so we're both standing there talking and going, well, we're not in prison at least, you know what I mean?
Yeah, really?
He couldn't believe it, you know, that we had been in the same office and our customer is now in prison. But let me tell you what the deal is with the rallies, and I called the legal department of Montgomery. You do not have to have a permit to do a rally as long as you don't stop any traffic. Same thing goes for downtown Montgomery. No permit necessary. As long as you don't stop traffic, you can carry all the flags you want. If we were have 1,000 cars and we pull up Dexter Avenue, as long as we park in the parking places, all fine. So, and at the legal department in Montgomery, luckily for me, the lady I was talking to about it that said it's no problem was out there when we did our other car rally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was at Sweet Creek running her dog, and she said the place was packed. And she said, I wonder what was going on.
It was packed. I tried to get in. I couldn't get in.
That's what she said. That is wonderful, because Reed and them deserve every bit of the great business that they do. And but she also counted 15 cars. So you and her are now official car counters for the car rally, man. So I didn't count myself. I was in the middle of the bunch. But there's going to be a big one. And I'll give you some more information about it. We're trying to get a good settling place. It'll either be at the state capitol or somewhere else. And looking forward to having lots of folks.
So tell me, if you do it at the state capitol, how are you going to do it?
Well, we just do like we did last time. I'll try to send you some pictures of it. We'll just go up Dexter Avenue after going around the fountain and park in the parking places. Then everybody gets together on the state capitol steps, and we commingle and take pictures and stuff like that. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
So, there's nothing controversial. You know,
there's always something controversial about you.
Hey, man, I get in to talk to anybody. It's amazing. People let me in. I don't know why they do, but they just can't seem to say no.
I know. I question people's judgment.
I do, too. But it's not my problem. It's their problem. If they're going to let me in, I'm going to say what the hell I'm going to say.
I like that word, Tom.
So that's my gift of gab given to me by my Scottish grandfather. He was really a smart communicator. So
let me ask you a question. Do you know hours of the Trump campaign headquarters being open?
Yes, sir. 11 to 5.
That explains
through Thursday.
Somebody was there at 9:30 and they said it was closed.
Yeah.
This is all volunteer, so they only have Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 5. I've just got some new bumper stickers. They look really good. They got a great one with Donald Trump's picture on it. A lot more T-shirts, some great hats. So y'all go down there, and, of course, I got plenty of signs. I've given out all I'm going to pick up more today because people are starting to request the hell out of these things.
So it's 11 to 5 Monday through Friday?
Tuesday through Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
By 5 o'clock today, and they will greatly appreciate it, and we just need more Trump signs up.
Okay, let me see if I can text this person and tell them that, because they were there yesterday at 9:30 and it was not open, and they were a little depressed.
Yes, tell them to give them a second try.
There we go. I will pass that on to them, Red Top.
Thank you very much, guys. Y'all have a beautiful day. It certainly is that way.
Ta-ta.
Bye now.
JJ, we're going to fit you in, buddy.
Thanks. I'll be quick. Red Top, he needs to get some Tuberville signs and old clothes. Now, it's ate up with Doug Jones signs.
It really is. It is.
Yeah.
Generally, when you go down Cloverdale Road, I know some of the people's houses that is in front of. One, I was kind of surprised at, but I think I know why. But it's a whole bunch of attorneys. I do know that.
Yeah, that's what you told me before. Y'all still doing the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing?
JJ, absolutely. Give me your month and day of birth.
125.
You're in, my friend. We're going to do that drawing at 105 today.
Okay, I'm going to call you another time. We've got more time to ask a question. Thank you.
Well, you can ask a question. I blocked off the time for you.
Okay, well, maybe you can do it long. I would just, if you could, sometime, like a short explanation of exactly what Electoral College is. It's kind of confusing for a lot of us.
I can do that.
Today or tomorrow.
I can do that for sure. Write a paper about it.
Thanks
for the telephone call. Electoral College is made up of every state has electors. It's the combination of the two U.S. senators and the number of U.S. members of Congress that are there. So Alabama has 9 electoral votes. Most states, the electors are whatever way the state votes, the electors must vote that way. And so it's back during the day that you couldn't send everything to Washington, D.C. You'd have to send people to Washington, D.C. and certify the vote in Alabama was this, and then the 9 electors vote this way, and they do that, I think it's on December the 14th. The electors go up to Washington, D.C. and cast their vote. I've known someone who was an elector. They said it's boring but fun and a free trip. And so you have to have 270 because that is the majority plus one, if I'm not mistaken. And then that makes you president of the United States. The reason they do that is they don't want states like Delaware, South Dakota, and smaller states like Rhode Island to be overpowered by the New Yorks, the California, Texas, and Floridas of the world. It makes it equal, makes it more fair. And the states would not have been a part of the United States if it was going to be a pure popular vote. They would not have joined the country. And that's clearly laid out in the Federalist Papers. Yeah. Dan Marsh Show, we'll be back after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boo! Guess who?
That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Excuse me. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, how are you?
Hey, David. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, quick question. I had heard an interview, and I can't remember who it was, on the internet several weeks ago, where it was talking about some of the tricks, you know, that they figure the Democrats are going to try to pull, the, even if Trump is supposedly, you know, winning the election on election night, is that some of the states, Democrat-controlled states, if Trump was to win, would refuse to send their electoral vote to Washington, D.C.?
That would be hard to do.
Okay. I hadn't researched it, so I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, there are some states like Nebraska and Maine that have a segmented electoral vote.
Right.
There's a state that said, regardless of what this state votes, our electors will vote the way the nation does, and the court system struck that down immediately.
Right. And it is the governors who have to certify that, correct?
I think it's the Secretary of State.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Okay. So, yeah, I didn't know if that was, you know, legitimate or not, if it was actually a viable, you know, option that the Democrats had.
I don't think that would fly.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'd be a delay tactic because, you know, it'd go to court and end up, you know, getting drugged through court, I'm sure. If it did come to that.
Well, the great thing about the way the college is laid out is that their date's certain that they're supposed to be there, and I believe the date's December the 14th.
I think so, yeah.
And they have to show up then and file. And if they don't, then there's some remedies for that that they can. And so, for example, the Secretary of State, as a constitutional officer, can say, the electors all died in a plane crash, so I'm going up to state to certify their 9 votes for Alabama.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed. Thanks.
Thanks, David. Hey, haven't talked to you in a while. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Ken Mullinex. Ken.
My old buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. You didn't tell me that you were an elector at one time, weren't you?
Yes, sir. Interesting. Hey, but you know, you and I, that's what I love about you, Dr. Dan. We can disagree, but you and I are never disagreeable.
There we go. Absolutely, because we're friends.
That's what it's about. And so I'm going to stay off the topic, but I have something on it in a way. I have to share it with you. Everybody's worried about voting irregularities. And, you know, I helped put together Congressman John Lewis's Faith in Politics Civil Rights Tour when I was working on the Hill. He and Republican Amo Houghton put it together. And so we had all these famous people that showed up all those years. and late one night over adult beverage.
There no, was, wait. You drinking an adult beverage?
Well, yes, sir. Just, you know, a little teeny one.
There you
a
go.
Teeny one. But it was Linda Bird Johnson, Harry McPherson, Jack Vellante, all that worked for LBJ.
Oh, yeah.
And Linda Bird said, you know, I want to tell Daddy's favorite joke, President Johnson's favorite joke, and it's on this topic. And I know you've heard it, so don't let it out, but allow me, if you will allow me,
absolutely.
I'd like to just tell it. There are two men in a graveyard with a pad and a pen, and they're writing down names from the tombstones because they're going to take them in and vote them on absentee ballots. And one old fella gets in the older part of the graveyard, and he takes out his handkerchief, and he rubs on the tombstone. He squints his eyes, and he just can't read the names. And he hollers over to his buddy in the new part of the graveyard, hey, Dan, I'm coming over there with you. I can't read these names over here. And old Dan hollers back at him, no, you're not. Those son of a guns have a right to vote just like anybody else.
That is a great joke.
Oh, that said, peace, my brother.
You have a wonderful day. Peace of the Lord be with you, my friend. Wow. Oh, Ken always has a great story,
indeed,
by the way.
Indeed.
He's a great guy. I need to go break bread and have adult beverages with him. Let's see. We have enough time for the Jackie Heinrich on the New York Post story interview. She interviews the shop. Oh, no, we don't?
No.
Oh, God, you're right. That's 3 minutes.
Right.
That'll take us to the top of the hour, plus some.
Right.
Well, we have so much. I tell you what, let's talk about what we've got.
Okay.
Nick Saban test positive.
He did.
This is a national news story.
I saw somebody send me a message, though, that Rick Rabin, his brother, will be coaching for the next few days. Rick Rabin. He looks similar to Nick Saban, but...
I'm wondering how, because I was watching ESPN trying to look for what Alabama's going to do. Were they going to have him up in the booth in a bubble suit or what out there? So it's going to be interesting, because that's going to be one hell of a game.
It really is.
I mean, of games that are going to be played in 2020, that is going to be one of them to watch. Auburn, Alabama is always one to watch, but that... because it's been so long since those two have had at it, and not having Nicky Boy could be kind of interesting here. So we'll see what happens out here. Let's see here. Okay, a couple of things. One, don't forget, you can get in for the Mortgage Corporation South, but you got to call and get your name in. We're doing that drawing at 105. Then Sweet Creek Farm Market, 230 to 245. We do that drawing on Friday. Go down there. I'm heading down there Saturday to pick up some goodies for watching the game, because we have a nighttime game and we have a late game. So I'm going to be doing my queso, salsa, Corona, and then doing steak. I tell you, I'm pumped up about this. Gonna be back after the top of the hour break. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Dan Morris Show.